This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council has approved a ballot measure to dedicate $100 million a year to affordable housing. It would create a 0.5% sales tax to fund the plan. Council voted 9-4 Monday in favor of sending the sales tax initiative to voters. The question will appear on the ballot in November. Colorado's delegates to the Democratic National Convention at first thought they'd be nominating President Joe Biden to run for another term. But things changed, and as the DNC got underway Monday, many say they're excited for the change at the top of the ticket. Rosalind Pastilli is a delegate from Loveland.
The switch really reignited the party, I think, and it's really giving the BIPOC community and young voters an opportunity to feel heard and participate in the process, which is wonderful.
President Biden addressed the convention Monday night. Former President Obama speaks tonight, and our live coverage of the DNC starts at 7. More than 1,000 educator positions went unfilled last school year, according to newly released statistics. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
1,400 positions went unfilled. That includes teachers, classroom aides, and principals. That's about 200 less than the previous year. Among the hires that did take place, many were filled by retired educators and long-term substitutes. The most were filled by candidates from alternative licensure programs. More than 8,000 positions had to be hired after the school year started. This year, with many children headed back to the classroom, school districts are still short many positions. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 7. In this first part of this hour of Morning Edition, some highlights from President Biden's address to the Democratic National Convention last night, and we'll hear some of what's on the agenda for today. Again, our special coverage from Chicago starts at 7. Across Colorado today, mostly sunny. In the mountains, a chance for rain and highs in the 70s, and staying mostly sunny along the Front Range. Denver hitting 94 this afternoon, and the chance for rain returns to the metro area later this week. This is CPR News.